Welcome to Nach Yomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Schupp, and today we will study Chapter 31 of Sefer Iyov, which is a seamless continuation of the previous chapter. In this chapter, Iyov summarizes his personal philosophy and his ethical values, to which he remained faithful throughout his life. It is clear that Iyov had engaged in sincere introspection, searching his memory to find a moral breach that could justify the devastation to which he is subjected. Malbim explains that this chapter is linked to the previous one, which indicates that Iyov was musical and was adept at playing several instruments, including the harp. However, his music that once gladdened a bride and groom has been replaced with mournful dirges for his dead children. Lest anyone imagine that in the wedding revelry, Iyov may have loosened up and let his eyes stray in licentiousness, he now declares, "Brit karati le'enai, umayet bonan al ptula." I made a covenant with my eyes, so how could I lustfully leer at a virgin? Nevertheless, God had seen fit to strike him as if he had lapsed into lascivious thoughts and deeds. Iyov, however, insists on his virtue, aware that his every move and word will be judged by God and by man. Hallo, hu yir'eh drachai, v'chol tza'adai yispo. Im halachti im shav, v'tachash al mirma ragli. Yishkeleini b'mozne tzedek, v'yeda eloka tumati. Im tite ashuri mini haderech, v'achar enai halach libi, u'bekapai davak me'um. Does he not see my ways and count my every step? If I have walked with falsehood, or my foot has hurried after deceit, let God weigh me in honest scales, and he will know that I am blameless. If my steps have turned from the path, if my heart had been led by my eyes, or if my hands have been defiled. Swearing to the accuracy and veracity of his statements, Iyov invokes curses upon himself should God or man find an iota of falsehood in his testimony. In verses 8 through 12, he declares his willingness to accept the consequences of perjury and infidelity. Ezre'ah ve'acher yochal. V'tze'etza'ai yeshorashu. I will sow and another will consume, and my crops will be utterly uprooted. Ralbag points out that this verse is to be understood both literally, as translated, and figuratively, as implied in the following verses. Im niftali bi alisha. Ve'al petach re'i arafti, titchan le'acher ishti, ve'aleha yichre'un acherin. Ki hu zima, ve'hu avon plilim, ki eshi ad avadon tochal, uvechol tvuati tisharesh. If my heart was ever enticed by another woman, or if I lurked at my neighbor's door, then may my wife grind another man's grain, and may other men sleep with her. For that is wicked, a sin to be judged. It is a fire that burns to utter destruction. It would have uprooted my entire harvest. Iyov affirms that he was faithful to his marriage in thought and deed, and proceeds to describe how equitably he treated his servants. He recognizes that he will be accountable to God should he ever exploit the labor of men and women. אם אמאס משפט עבדי ועמתי בריבם עמדי. ומה אעשה כי יקום כל וכי יפקוד מה שיבנו? הלוב הבטן עושני עשה הוא ויכונני ברחם אחד. If I have denied justice to any of my servants, whether male or female, when they had a grievance against me, what will I do when God confronts me? What will I answer when I'm called to account? Did not the one who made me in the womb make him? Were we not both formed in one womb? This last phrase seems hyperbolic at best, and according to Rashi should be translated, were we not formed by the same one in our respective mother's wombs? However, Metzudot prefers to explain the literal meaning of Rechem Echad as a reference to Chava, who is the mother of all mankind. Thus, Eov is echoing Chazal's moral principles that all humans are born equal and no one's blood is redder than another's. Because Eov believes in the essential equality of all human beings, even if their social and economic standings vary widely, he strove to empathize with the poor and the helpless and shared his wealth with the needy. Im emna michefetz dalim ve'enei almana achale va'ochal piti levadi ve'lo achal yatom mimena ki minu'orai gedeleini ke'av u'mibeten imi anchana. If I have denied the desires of the poor or let the eyes of the widow grow weary, if I have kept my bread to myself, not sharing it with the fatherless, but from my youth I reared them as a father would, and from my birth I guided the widow. Malbim points out that Eov had a special affinity for orphans and widows, having experienced the devastation of being fatherless at a very young age. He felt obligated to repay Hashem's kindness towards him and his bereft mother in the aftermath of his father's death. When Eov grew up, he helped his widowed mother and looked for every opportunity to share his success with those less fortunate. He recognized that there would be no forgiveness if he remained indifferent to their plight. Imere oved mibli levush ve'en ksut le'evyon. If I would see anyone perishing for lack of clothing or the needy without garments. Eov empathized with those who were cold and powerless, remembering what it felt like, and warmed them with the fleece of his sheep. Again, he curses himself if he overstated his charitable compassion, and says in verse 22, כתפי משכמה תיפול, ועזרועי מקנה תשבר. Then let my shoulder fall from the shoulder blade, and my arm be broken from the bone. It was not for fear of punishment, but shame to stand before the awesome, merciful God that prodded Eov to pursue a life of chesed. Nor did he believe that his riches were earned and could secure his future. Im samti zahav kisli, velach ketem amarti miftachi, im esmach kirav cheli, v'chi kabir matza yadi. If I have put my trust in gold or set to find gold, you are my security. If I have rejoiced over my great prosperity, the fortune that my hands had found. No, at no time did Eov imagine that his wealth was anything but a gift from Hashem. He attests that he did not attribute divine powers to the sun or the moon, nor did he ever entertain thoughts of avodah zarah, nor make inadvertent gestures of superstition. Im ere or ki yahel veyareach yakar holech vayaf beseter libi vatishak yadi lefi, gam hu avon plili ki chashti la'el mimal. If I had ever regarded the sun in its radiance, or the moon moving in splendor, so that my heart was secretly enticed, and my hand offered them a kiss of homage, for this too would be a sin to be judged, for I would have been unfaithful to God on high. Aware that God knows his thoughts and feelings, Eov dares to swear that he never rejoiced with his enemy's downfall, nor did he ever curse him. Im esmach befid misan'i, v'hitorarti kimetzaora, v'lo natati lachto chiki, lish'ol be'ala nafsho. If I have ever rejoiced at my enemy's misfortune, or gloated when trouble befell him, I have not allowed my mouth to sin by invoking a curse against his life. On the contrary, Eov extended his hospitality and opened his home even to strangers, even at the consternation of his household. Sfono adds that Eov would invite those that mistreated him, even when his family objected. He declares that no stranger had to spend the night in the street, for my door was always open to the traveler. Then in verse 33, Eov curses himself if he had hidden or denied any wrongdoing that he had committed. Im kisiti ke adam psha'ai, litmon bechubi avoni. If I have ever concealed my sin as people are wont to do, by hiding my guilt in my heart. The chapter closes with Eov pleading once more with God, begging for a response, even if it is an indictment. He wants to face his accuser and know the crime for which he is being punished. Mi ten li shomea li, hen tavi shakaya neni, וספר כתב איש ריבי, אם לא על שכמי עשינו, אינדנו עטרות לי. If only I had one to hear me, lo, here is my signature, let the Almighty answer me. And if only I had an indictment written by my adversary, surely I would carry it upon my shoulder, I would wear it as a crown. Eov is even more confident in his ultimate vindication. Thank you for learning with me.
Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Rachel Rochel Bat Aryeh Leib, and for Rachel Zeitlin, Rochel Bat Shlomo, Alehen HaShalom.